Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that dives deep into the world of operational focused leadership. I'm your host, Romy Montperus, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on the journey of discovery, growth, and transformation. In each episode, we'll explore the essential principles of effective leadership that not only drive results, but touch the very core of human connection. At Leadership from the Heart, we believe that leadership is not just a title, it's a commitment to inspire, empower, and guide with authenticity and compassion. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that delves into the transformative world of authentic leadership. I'm your host, Romy, and today we have an exciting topic to explore, the power of authentic leadership. At Leadership from the Heart, we're committed to helping you build and rebuild cultures, unlock your authentic power, and embrace a people-first approach to leadership. In today's episode, we'll dive deep into what authentic leadership truly means and how it can create a lasting impact in your organization. So let's jump right in. To kick things off, let's start off with defining what authentic means. Authentic refers to something that is genuine, true, and in alignment with its original nature or intention. When something is authentic, it is not counterfeit, artificial, or pretentious. Instead, it reflects honesty, integrity, and a true representation of its inherent qualities. In the context of people or behaviors, authenticity implies being true to oneself, transparent and sincere, without putting on a facade or pretending to be something different from what one genuinely is. Based on that, I would define authentic leadership as a style that emphasizes genuine, transparent, and congruent leadership. It's about aligning your actions and behaviors with your values, while also raising a sense of trust, empathy, and collaboration within your team. Authentic leaders are unafraid to show vulnerability and admit their mistakes, making them relatable and approachable. Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead, is probably one of the most influential books about how to do vulnerability the right way. She reminds us that vulnerability isn't just oversharing. It's about being authentic and acknowledging your limitations. I began practicing vulnerability in my leadership through self-awareness. Early on in my leadership, I believed that as a leader, I had to have it all figured out. This was exhausting, always trying to be ahead of the game. I remember when I began admitting to myself that there were tasks that I struggled with, finally admitting that I'm not good at everything. Shocker. It was both humbling and liberating. Liberating because I can finally put down my mask as a leader who had it all figured out. Once I accepted that fact, it became easier to admit to my team. So I decided to share my struggles with them. And it began with some lighthearted jokes about my shortcomings. And they, having already known them, of course laughed and agreed. But to my surprise, my team related to my vulnerabilities. And they too began opening up about areas they felt less confident in. And what we found was that our strengths were as diverse as we are. In this aha moment, I leveraged it by reassigning tasks based on our strengths. And we were able to cover most of the day-to-day tasks with playing on our strengths instead of white-knuckling it through our workdays. And that made for a much more satisfying workplace. Now, there are times where we must do something that we don't enjoy, and that's okay, because for the most part, we get to do what we love. In leadership, there are three levels to knowledge about your workplace or department. First, there are the things you know of. You're aware that they happen but don't necessarily know how to do them. Then, there are things you know how to do. Perhaps not as well as the specialized team members, but you can manage. And finally, there are things that you know so well you can teach. These are tasks that you excel at and often own. It's okay not to know everything. That's why you hire the right people. I strongly suggest trying the vulnerability approach within your task and observing the results for you and your team. Authentic leadership extends far beyond the actions of the individual leader. It deeply influences the overall organizational culture. When leaders prioritize authenticity, they set the tone for openness and trust. This, in turn, encourages employees to express their ideas, take calculated risks, and contribute to the growth of the company. You'll be amazed by the amount of insights and creative solutions that can emerge from a brainstorming session when your team feels secure enough to voice their concerns and propose solutions. One of the most remarkable outcomes of authentic leadership is unlocking the authentic power within individuals. Authentic leaders understand their strengths, values, and purpose, which enables them to lead with confidence. When individuals tap into their authentic power, they become more resilient, innovative, and adaptable, qualities that are essential in today's dynamic business landscape. Stepping into your authenticity in leadership gives others the permission they need to step into theirs. Now, let's shift towards people-first leadership approach. Authentic leaders prioritize the well-being and growth of their team members by creating a culture of respect, active listening, and empathy. They create an environment where each individual feels valued and supported. At Leadership from the Heart, we firmly believe that people-first leadership is not just a buzzword. It's the fundamental approach that drives success and fulfillment. A great leader said, "We try to hire the right people and then get out of their way, trusting them to do what needs to be done." Often, the frontline employees know how to solve the challenges an organization is facing or make improvements. By cultivating a people-first culture, they are way more inclined to approach the leader and give suggestions to improve their workplace. I provide coaching on open door policies, and until the organizational culture reaches its desired state, I encourage employees to approach whichever leader they feel most at ease with. This requires that the organizational leaders are in sync and maintain open lines of communication with each other. So now, the question becomes, how can you integrate authentic leadership principles within your leadership journey? Here are a few key steps to consider. The first being self-reflection. Take time to understand your values, strengths, and areas for growth. Authentic leadership begins with self-awareness. I know it's weird to do a self-reflection, but it's part of becoming aware. So let's write these out. You can find a comprehensive list of what we consider important leadership characteristics on our website and link in the show notes. Use this list to recognize the traits that you presently exhibit and those you aspire to incorporate into your life. Once you've pinpointed your strengths and the characteristics you aim to embrace, you're one step closer to becoming them. The second key, open communication. Promote transparent communication with your team. Share your vision and encourage open dialogue that welcomes diverse perspectives. The first couple times you do this as a leader, it will be uncomfortable. Understand that it's human nature to look for approval within your peers and employees, but do it anyway. This will enable the process of you and your team becoming more open and initiating discussions on enhancing processes and pushing the department or organization forward. With time, you won't always need to initiate these conversations. Your team will begin inviting you to their brainstorming sessions, and that feeling is epic. The third, empowerment. Empower your team to make decisions and take ownership of their projects. This not only boosts their confidence, but it fosters a sense of ownership. As a developing leader, I thought I needed to do it all myself because in my head, who can do it better? What a conceited thought that turned out to be. So I ended up burning out while my team was just relaxing. And I finally realized that I had this somewhat backwards. This was a tough lesson for me to learn, but the greatest gift ever since. Here's a quick method I've adopted ever since. When a new project arises, I simply ask the team who has the skills or bandwidth to get it started. More often than not, someone steps in and takes the initiative. If not, I take the lead on the project and work on it until I understand it well enough to teach it back. After that, I hand it over and explain the desired outcome, and I allow the individual or the team to take ownership. I don't micromanage or peek over their shoulders anymore to ensure that they maintain my original masterpiece. Instead, I now grant them the freedom to recreate it as they see fit. And honestly, it usually turns out to be even better. The next key is continuous learning. Authentic leaders are deeply committed to their own personal and professional growth. They invest in learning experiences that help them continually evolve as leaders. As a leadership coach, this belief is one of my core principles. However, there is an abundance of information available today, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. So here's my recommendation. Take time to sit down with the individuals on your team and discover what they want and where they want to go next. It's their responsibility to determine the what and the why. And as a leader, your role is to guide them into understanding the how. Many individuals find themselves standing still because of the lack of clarity on the direction to take. As a leader, you have the opportunity to help them take the crucial first steps towards progress. Consider the fact that you play this pivotal role in propelling someone towards their career or life calling. It's truly a beautiful responsibility when you reflect on it. As we've all had those monumental figures in our lives who've guided or lit our path to where we are today. So now it's your turn to pay it forward. The last key step is to lead by example. Demonstrate the behavior you wish to see in your team. Embrace vulnerability, acknowledge your mistakes, and show your unwavering commitment to personal and professional growth. We've all encountered the saying, "Do as I say, not as I do." Like most people, I find that saying not just annoying, but also quite hypocritical. So for those of you who are leaders or considering taking on a leadership role, know that it's no small feat. The expectations are high and you are expected to deliver. I particularly love the concept that leadership is a responsibility, not just a title, because it captures the essence of leadership perfectly. Responsibility, by definition, refers to a duty, an obligation, or being accountable for one's actions, decisions, or task. It involves a profound awareness of the consequences of your actions and the willingness to take ownership of those outcomes, whether they are positive or negative. Admittingly, this can be quite heavy at times. But if you stay true to yourself, the responsibility of leadership becomes rewarding. It's essential to understand that making mistakes is part of being human, and it's perfectly okay. If you do make a mistake, simply apologize, explain yourself if required, and then move on. I promise you, no one expects you to be perfect. After all, perfectionism is unattainable, and therefore not authentic. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to emphasize the importance of embracing the leadership from the heart philosophies. We're not just another leadership coaching company. We're your partners in building and rebuilding sustainable, authentic cultures that drive success and fulfillment. Remember, authentic leadership is a journey, and it's never too late to start. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on this insightful journey into the power of authentic leadership. If you're ready to unlock your authentic power and embrace a people-first approach, remember that Leadership from the Heart is here to support you every step of the way. So stay tuned for more episodes where we dive deep into the heart of leadership. And until next time, lead authentically and lead from your heart. Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Leadership from the Heart. We hope that you've gained valuable tools and inspiration to transform your leadership approach and create lasting impact within your organization. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us reach more aspiring leaders like you. Remember, leadership is a journey and one that we're all on together. So until next time, lead with purpose, lead with empathy, and lead from your heart. This is Romy Montperus signing off, reminding you that your leadership has the power to shape a brighter future for all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.